WinUall, a coaching institute-focused edtech platform, has raised 14.7 crore, about $2 million, in funding. Bengaluru-based WinUall has raised this capital from investors including Prime Venture Partners and Singapore-based BNext, as well as angel investors such as LiveSpace founder Ramakant Sharma, it said in a statement. WinUall, run by Kuzagan Technologies Private Limited, going by FKEJ, was set up in 2019 by Ashwini Purohit and Saurabh Vyas. And NBSP. The company says its platform operates on a plug-and-play software as a service, SaaS, model, allowing coaching institutes and tutors to fully digitize their business and teaching processes. Tools the platform provides include class scheduling, batch management, attendance, live classes, online quizzes, and courses. It also provides insights into student learning patterns to suggest learning paths to tutors. The company will use the capital it has raised to enhance its product capabilities and hire talent for its technology, artificial intelligence, product, and business development teams. And NBSP. It is also planning to add more than 20,000 coaching institutes and reach over 3 million students across the country by the end of next year. Analtquo, the tutoring market is at a significant inflection point, and there are a lot of tutors who want to manage their own student interactions and develop an independent identity. WinUall is facilitating this by helping tutors and AMP coaching institutes to go digital. Analtquo, Prime Venture Partners Managing Partner Shri Patti Acharya said. WinUall says it has so far onboarded more than 3,700 coaching institutes to its platform, with over 5,000 tutors using its services. Investors. Set up in 2012 by Acharya, Sanjay Swamy, and Amit Somani, Prime Venture Partners says it is often the first institutional investor in technology startups. The firm is currently investing out of its third fund. The fund had made the close at $60 million initially in early 2018, but the corpus was later increased to $72 million after receiving more commitments from its limited partners. In August, it roped in Junglee.com and Helion Ventures co-founder Ashish Gupta to strengthen its investment team. Some of Prime Venture Partners and Squo recent transactions include Gurugram-based Sunstone Eduversity, SaaS-based workforce management firm Super, health technology firm Dozy, and digital transactions-focused Reco. Singapore-based BNext, meanwhile, has invested in more than 70 Indian startups over the past 5 years. According to its website, the firm says it has made more than 180 investments across 17 countries. Some of the recent bets it has made include financial technology firm Smallcase, human resources technology startup Zimayo, edtech firm Terra.do, climate technology company Blue Sky Analytics, and grocery delivery firm Milkbasket. And NBSP. Also, podcast, Sanjay Swamy on why Prime Venture may strike more deals than before. BNext and Squo, S. Terahide Sato on investing during pandemic, valuations and more.